On Christmas, we celebrate this Christ in us, this Christ consciousness being reborn in unity. That's the way we see Christmas. We honor Jesus as a teacher who broke through a whole new level of consciousness and showed us the way. But it really is also about what is born in us. What is that second coming that he talked about when he became an adult is us, right? So we learn that. We know that maybe we experience a little bit of it, or we have a sense of, yeah, that feels like it's true. But then what? Right? So that's like a theoretical understanding, right? Or a theological understanding, we could say. But is it embodied in us? Is it, what do we do with it now? So what the now what questions are really important. Now what do I do? How do I, if this is true, and or maybe I already know it's true, that I have reborn in consciousness, a new understanding in me, a remembrance of the light and the love and the truth that I am. Now what do I do? Well, during the holidays, I received an unexpected gift in the mail, and I was immediately smitten with the image of Chip the Monk. Chip the Monk is a Christ-like figure who answers some of the now what questions in his story. And I think so many of us, I hope you too, it felt like a familiar story to me, bringing me back to the very beginnings of what I imagine it's like when we incarnate, just before we incarnate. What happens? How does this all play out? And then what's our charge as we come forth? So this delightful book is in four parts. And if you would indulge me, I'd like to pull up a stool and read you a storybook. And I want to thank John Nichols, who took the ebook and made these lovely slides for us. So you'll see the pictures coming by. Unless you have really amazing eyesight, don't try to read them. I'll just read the words to you. And thanks to Brenly, too, because she stays right on top of those slides and turns the page along with me. So, all right, Chip the Monk, let's begin. Oh, the subtitle is Be Kind to Your Mind. That's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's catchy. So the first part is the great forgetting. A long time ago, harmony was felt by all. All beings very big and all beings very small. Everyone danced and sang happy songs. They laughed and they played the whole day long. Then one day something happened that was stranger than strange, and quick as a wink, everything changed. People forgot how to have fun and be glad. They spent their days feeling upset and mad. Something terrible and dark had invaded their lives, causing chaos and troubles to rumble and rise. I don't know if you see the bubbles say things like mad, trouble, upset, angry. The invader was Pea Brain, a mean little pea who didn't want laughter or harmony. The meany green pea blew unhappy bubbles, changing bright, sparkly thoughts into boo-hooey troubles. Pea Brain appeared from out of nowhere, making people feel bad, for he just didn't care. They all believed what the trouble bubbles said and let the ugly thoughts go straight to their head. After a while, there were no more smiles, only hopeless faces for miles and miles. The world fell into an ocean of sorrow, without any hope for a better tomorrow. The harmony animals knew what was true and sensed right away what it is they should do. They journeyed to a place that had once been their home to ask for help and the path to be shown. There was Dolly the llama who helps dissolve drama. And the harmony bees who are always at ease. Timothy the turtle who helps overcome hurdles. and holy the cow who lives in the wow. This gets funnier as I read it, especially with you all. Harmony Village was the place of their birth. They returned there to Wise One, who came from the earth. They knew that her wisdom would help them get clear and how to help people get out of their fear. Beneath the shade of the wisdom tree, they waited for Wise One patiently. They sat as quietly as they could, and her face began to appear in the wood. She listened as they told the very sad tale, but she already knew it was just a bad spell. Wise One had seen that this might come to be if people were tricked by the lies of the pea. Pea brain, she explained, isn't actually real and has no power over how people feel. But when they believe the meanie green pea, this is what they will start to see. Wise One told them that a guide would soon come to show how the spell could be over and done. They would work as a team, brave and wise, to put an end to Pea's dreadful lies. After listening to Wise One, they felt so blessed and settled for a much-needed rest. They peacefully waited for the guide to come, to bring back the joy and the bright, sparkly fun. So that's part one, the great forgetting. Let's just take a pause for a moment. Have you seen the great forgetting happening in our world? Yeah, we're pretty clear on that, right? Do you see it happening for you that you forget? We forget, we remember, we forget, we remember. And so, have you met Pea Brain? Yeah, we know Pea Brain really well, right? And how do you journey back to the Wise One? What is your way to get back to the Wise One? Meditate, turn within, letting go. What's that?
Nature.
Uh-huh. Being positive. Okay, lots of different ways. Well, because we're all seated here together, maybe we'll just go with the meditate one, or just for a moment, just to drop in and just invite you to close your eyes and just with intention, just open to making connection with the Wise One from within you. And just noticing how Wise One appears to you. Maybe you see a form, or see something, or just feel, or hear, or both, or all. Just making connection. Maybe just feeling what it's like to be in the presence of this wise, loving being. Simply giving thanks for whatever has just occurred or what you know to be available to you. Thank you for the wise and loving one. So it is. So part two of Chip the Monk. By the way, this is by, oh my, who is it by? They were so lovely. I reached out to them and said, can we get some slides? And they said, sure. Visionary and author Suzanne Sullivan, co-author Pamela Breeze Barr, and illustrator Wendy Lorenzana. And yes, to the many requests at the 9:30 service, I will ask Johanna to order it for the bookstore. She's already on it. All right, the second part is the arrival. So wise one knew that the time was near for the guide she foresaw to finally appear. One day she felt a small little twitch and thought it might be something to itch. But when she turned her head, what did she see? A baby chipmunk asleep on a branch of her tree. When he slowly opened his bright, twinkly eyes, wise one knew right away he had finally arrived. Holding the little one close to her heart, she went to the village with great news to impart. The animals marveled as they gathered around and gazed at the treasure that wise one had found. They were thrilled to meet Chip, their new little friend, who would help bring the gloom in the world to an end. They jumped and they jiggled, they sang and they wiggled. They were so overjoyed that they fell down and giggled. Chip grew up loved and free with wise one and friends near the wisdom tree. But there came a day when he had to be shown what was happening outside of his safe, happy home. Wise one had known from the very start that Chip had to know this terrible part. They sat together so he could see all the chaos and upset unleashed by the pea. When Chip saw Pea Brain for the very first time, he felt scared that the pea was so mean and unkind. Looking at Wise One, his trembling voice small, he asked her what would become of them all. That's when she told him that he was the one. She explained his mission and what was to come. When Chip heard her words, he thought he'd heard wrong. He was frightened, for he felt he wasn't that strong. So that's the arrival, your soul, born. You are Chip the monk, born. Do you perceive that you have a home with this wise one and other supportive souls here on earth and maybe from your origin point, whatever that may be? And do you remember or feel a sense of time when you were shown the earth and shown perhaps what your purpose was? What was yours to do? How were you to contribute? We don't always remember exactly. Sometimes we're fortunate enough to come into that memory. But we have a sense. You have an intuitive sense. And as you follow that sense, it opens more widely and more clearly. Maybe 2024 is the year we'll learn more. It's a fun year. We're going to have fun with that one. Part three is the decision. Chip has to make the decision, and so do we. He ran back to the village and hid under his bed, trying hard to forget what Wise One had said. For how could a sweet, gentle soul such as he stand up to someone as mean as the pea? Chip couldn't stop all the voices in his head. They were saying, "Don't do it. There's danger ahead." The thought of it all just filled him with dread. Perhaps he thought, "I'll just stay here instead." Anybody ever relate to this? As Chip, all alone, tried hard to decide, the animals stood patiently right outside. They're like prayer chaplains outside the window. Their powerful love slipped under his door, surrounding him while he cried on the floor. And he allowed its message to enter his mind. He began to feel lighter and stronger inside. And after 3 days, something started to change. It was alarming. No, just kidding. Hopefully that'll just stop on its own. The voices got quiet. No trembling remained. He bravely emerged from under his bed, willing to accept what Wise One had said. He went out and found her under the tree and said, "I trust what you see in me. I'm still a bit scared and small in size, but I feel I can see through Pea Brain's lies." She assured him once more that he was the one and that his training would help all his fear be undone. A celebration began once the news got around that Chip had said yes, that his strength had been found. The animals promised to keep playing their parts, surrounding Chip with all the love in their hearts. So our apprenticeship begins with the wise one. Are you ready? And so too does Chip the monks. Chip began his power monk training, which he did without any fuss or complaining. Wise One taught him a powerful rhyme to say when a lie tried to enter his mind. All you have to do is remember it's not true. Leave it, just leave it. Simply, dimply, don't believe it. Drop it, just drop it. Remember, you can pop it. Wise One showed him many wondrous and powerful ways to remember the truth in the darkest of days. Chip learned to stay calm and peaceful and centered, even when Pea Brain and his trouble bubbles entered. He realized his work was to teach everyone that inside the mind is where fear is undone. Chip knew if people turned away from the pea, they would remember how to be happy and free. He pictured their joy and delighted surprise as the pea dissolved right in front of their eyes. Chip knew if the lies weren't believed anymore, Pea Brain would be a pea puddle lying on the floor. I don't know if you can all see that, but it says love wins over the top. Once Chip saw the truth, he had all that he needed. His power monk training was finally completed. Clear in his mind and sure in his heart, Chip knew that the time had come to depart. Before Chip gathered his friends to go, Wise One had two gifts to bestow, a simple monk's robe and a harmony token to remind him that true love can never be broken. Chip and his friends walked down to the gate, straight towards a world filled with lots of mistakes. Looking back at Wise One with love in his eyes, Chip raised his paws in a heart-shaped goodbye. He knew they could never be truly apart. They were joined forever, heart to heart. So this is our apprenticeship, right, that has completed and that continues in Earth School. And do you know how to dissolve pea brain in yourself and with when you're interacting with others? How to stay centered? What your purpose is, what you're bringing to life? Well, today we have a very special ceremony that is a tradition at Unity across the whole Unity movement, and it is called the White Stone Ceremony. So just to give you a little background on the White Stone Ceremony, it is to help us remember, right? And it is an individual word that is given to you by Spirit. So we're going to go through a whole process with music and guided meditation, and so you don't need to like hurry up and come up with your word. Just know that you're going to go through a process. If you came in, because some people are, you know the white stone, and they come in and they say, "I already know what my word is," and it may be that, but I want to really encourage you, since you're here or you're online, to really move through the whole process with us, because sometimes you'll be surprised that something else comes in that feels more true, or maybe you'll get reassurance that that word is indeed the word or the name or the quality for you this year. So the White Stone Ceremony actually has biblical roots. It was during Jesus' time, the Romans would give a white stone and I want to get my little tactile stone here too. They would give all the prisoners a white stone when they were freed Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing for us to incorporate today? Because the idea was that you're free now and you have a blank slate. So you're not carrying all that past with you. You have an opportunity to start anew. And that's what it's like at this time of year. We're in that collective energy of newness and new possibilities. So use that energy to allow you, even if it's, you know, just in the secular of everybody's going to the gym and has new goals, it's beautiful because there's this collective energy in the air that says, I want to do better this year. I want to move into more of the allness of who I am. So you may want to have your stone around just to hold it and to connect with it, to feel it, to notice the one that you got that was divinely ordered. Might have special markings on it or coloring or shape or feel to it. So just making that connection. The other part of the biblical connection is that there's a scripture verse in Revelation that speaks to this whole idea. And it goes like this, we'll project it. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So I love that it starts out that way because it's also for community. It's also for the betterment of ministry and what we are about here in this room in unity. And then it goes into the individual. To everyone who conquers, or in other words, overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone. And on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. It's a very special gift given to you today from Spirit. A name, a quality, something along those lines. So I want to invite you to have your stone nearby and just move into this place where we're going to do two things during this time. Listen and trust. So just listening to what Spirit brings to us and the timing it brings to us. We're going to have a couple of opportunities to just drop in and see what's here. And then just to trust. It can be a delightful surprise that comes. I've shared with some of you sometimes, or one year in particular, I got a word that I was like, that doesn't sound like a very positive word. I don't want that word. But because I trusted, it ended up being the right and perfect word for my year. So just know that that might happen, that you might get a word that you don't think of as a spiritual quality or as a positive word, but that doesn't mean it isn't an important one for you. So Lisa's going to start us out, and Tyler with On This White Stone, just to kind of begin to let us drop into our hearts.
Today as I stand open to divinity in me, I hear my name, I hear my name. A name chosen by Spirit and then whispered to my heart. On this day I am awakened to the nature God intended. With my name, I write this name on a white stone, a stone that means both purity and truth, inner wisdom, silent strength. My name expresses God in me. On this white stone, on this white stone, I write my name.
So just allowing ourselves in the silence to begin to open, receive. You might even imagine that that word begins to appear on your white stone. We are completely open, even to a word we've never heard before. just notice how the mind might want to engage in discarding this one and receiving this one. Just let whatever comes, come. First one that comes.
Today, as I stand open to divinity in me, I hear my name. I hear my name. A name chosen by Spirit and then whispered to my heart. From this day, I am awakened to the nature God intended with my name. I write this name on a white stone, a stone that means both purity and truth. Inner wisdom, silent strength, my name expresses God in me. On this white stone, on this white stone, I write my name.
And so as you feel moved to write on your stone whatever has come to you today, and if it's still a mystery, then just keep dancing in the mystery and checking in throughout the week to see when your new name or your spiritual quality for 2024 wants to arrive.
I write this name on a white stone, a stone that means both purity and truth. Inner wisdom, silent strength, my name expresses God in me. On this white stone, on this white stone, I write my
So I want to encourage you to keep this a sacred experience for you, a sacred word for you, or quality, whatever that means to you by sacred. Just taking care of your stone. Maybe it's keeping it a secret for now, if that feels right for you. Maybe it's shouting it from the treetops. Who knows? And also to keep it visible and maybe even tactile throughout the year so that you can hold on to it every so often. You can see it every day, wherever that might be, a special place that you can see it and take it in and be reminded. It's easy a couple months down the road to say, wait, what was my white stone again? So Myrtle Fillmore, our co-founder, has this beautiful quote that helps us, I think, kick off the new year with this idea of the newness that is upon us and the possibilities that are upon us. As we embody this new way of being, this quality in a whole different way, maybe it's something you've done before, but it's like a new level is being asked of you. So as we move into it, let's let Mother Myrtle help us. It actually comes from her book, How to Let God Help You. And she says this: "Oh, ready is this glory to come into your life that you need only to turn your face upon it to behold the angel of the new. Your home and life and all therein will be transformed through the renewed purpose, thought, and word." And so it is. A blessing straight from our co-founder. So as we move into this new year, I have a three-part affirmation, because one is to claim this gift, right? To really own this gift for ourselves. The other, and I know it might sound kind of trite, but I think this is really the year for us to claim, this is our year. This is our year. Yes? Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said at the Awaken World Prayer Circle this week, no more war in 2024. Yeah. And so you can play with 2024 with all of your wishes and affirmations and blessings in beautiful ways. And then my favorite affirmation to say at New Year's is a resolve to evolve. So it's easy to remember. So let's say all three of these together as we close out. I own my gift for 2024. This is my year. I resolve to evolve. And so it is.